morning, Love everybody, and Radio. Welcome. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to The Moment Is Now. I have got Linda calling in, I think, here pretty quickly. What's this? Pardon us for the mistakes we're making this morning. We've had some computer problems, so I'm on here myself, and I am trying to locate my companion here. And let's see. I'm having trouble finding her. Let's see. So anyway, here it is, February the 20th. Okay. And I am having trouble here. Linda is on the other line. She's trying to walk me through this. And my computer does not wish to do this. So here I am, and I'm not able to pull her up. So, okay. Are you there?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yay!
Did you do it? Did you get clicked on the little red thing?
I did.
Yes.
All our listeners out there, Linda's sending me text messages saying, click on this, and I'm going, what?
I'm so glad good you morning, got on, sweetheart. Though. My computer's just, like, frozen. I don't know what's wrong with it. It won't go anywhere.
Well, I have my cat beside me. So.
Oh, well, that's helping, you know, I'm sure.
Yeah, cats are little Zen masters. So it's been a wild and woolly morning up here in St. Helens, Oregon, for Linda and I. We're trying to get everything going on. So how have you been, and what's happening this week?
In my life, oh gosh, it's just been so busy. I mean, once spring starts looking like it's here, which of course it does, I mean, all the flowers are starting to get buds and they're coming up through the ground, and the weather is, we've had a few days of sunshine, and it's like, okay, I guess spring is coming. So it's been very lovely enjoying the few days of sun that we've had, and I've been extremely busy. I had some visitors from out of town that are angel readers. They work with the angels, and they do healing around that. And they were wonderful to have here, and it was quite an experience to observe 10 sessions in a row with other people besides myself and watch the changes that happened in the moment. I mean, it was just, it's not something you wait for. It's something that happens. So I would advise our listeners, if they want to look up their website and see what they actually do, their website is www.uangelu.com, and that's Y-O-U, Angel, Y-O-U. So I thought that was pretty fitting, because they talk to you, connect to the angels, and then come back to you for the healing, that they don't actually do anything themselves. Of course, none of us do without the help of angels or a higher energy that we can ask for at any time. And bring it through to help ourselves. So it wasn't like they were doing the healing. They were just helping me connect to the angels and talking to them and passing the message on of things that needed to be fixed. And their names is Peter and Anne. And Anne actually draws the pictures of what Peter sees, so you could have a visual on it. And then you could see exactly the energies that need to be shifted and moved out. And then you make an agreement with the angels and the picture that's drawn, that you want to release all of these things, and then it just happens. And it's an incredible experience. I was really fortunate having them stay with me, but also fortunate to watch them work on 9 other people. So we had 5 people a day, and they were here 2 days. So watching other people change right in front of you was something I'd never seen before. Not at the rate. I mean, I've seen it myself through my own healing, the shifting, but I hadn't seen it like, it's just, you can't ignore it. So it's just like, oh my gosh, they just change how they stand, how they present themselves, where their feet are placed, how their face looks. It was just, it was an incredible experience. And I look forward to working with them again and having my friends work with them. It just, it changes your life, and it doesn't, it just happens. It's just an amazing thing. And so I'm still processing through that, and most of the people that were here is still doing the same thing. And what I mean by processing is just letting the new energy settle in slowly and release some of the other energy that was underlining that didn't come out immediately. And it's just sort of a peaceful day for me and relaxing. I always wake up in this tremendous amount of peace, which is the first thing I noticed when you have a session with them. And I've heard that from everybody else. I keep checking in with everybody and see how it's going. And some of the stories are amazing, and the lives that they've changed just by doing that. It's just incredible. So I've had a wonderful weekend, a little tiring, though. I mean, I've just had my first day of not doing anything yesterday and just trying to process my own stuff. So
I'm so tired.
But it was fun, and so we'll see where we're going from there. It looks like with spring coming that our lives are really revving up, which they always do, since I have a couple acres here, so it takes a lot of time to manage that and take care of that. So when the sun was shining, I was getting itchy about, okay, time to get the mower out, you know, but then the rain came, and I go, yay, I don't have to do it yet, because it's a lot.
So I have a couple questions for you.
Linda.
So since all this angel healing has happened in your house, have you noticed a difference in the vibration?
Oh, absolutely. It was as soon as they got here. It wasn't like a peaceful energy either. And not that it wasn't not peaceful, but it was more like, okay, we're going to get stuff done. And it's like before they even came, I could just feel the house filling up with this higher energy form, because I was welcoming in the angels, you know, my guides and my angels and everybody that was going to be here. So I did a lot of meditation right before they came to open the house for this, you know, for this endeavor and to be open, and I cleansed the house and just got it all ready for them. But it was, you know, if angels took up space, it was pretty dang crowded in here. So how many angels were there?
I mean, does each person, you know, I mean, I know you have your personal angels that come to you, but
yes.
I mean, is it like, you know, eight? Is it two? Is it, you know?
Well,
personal?
It was different for everybody, you know, and I figured it out thinking that it's according to, since we're like onions, of course, most healers will say that, there's layer, you peel off one layer and there's another layer, you peel off one layer and there's another one. So what I really saw was that whatever the person was working on, whatever, how many angels it took to do that or what kind of angels, because I think there's not that angels like these people with wings, but it's a different frequency and vibration, and sometimes they come in different colors. So some people could have four or five, and some people could have 10. It's just according, I think, to what kind of energy they're releasing or wanting to move through that the angels are assisting. So I never saw a specific pattern about, I mean, like there's five every time. It's just a group. You know, and sometimes the group looked bigger, so you couldn't, like, count them. Since it's just energy, and sometimes I can see the light from them, and if it's a big energy, it's not like I can count how many's in there. So I just don't think angels are individualized like that. I think they are in our picture books and stuff, but I just think it's a force of energy that really comes through.
So it's a collective. You know, in fairy lore, they would call that elementals. So,
yeah.
It's that kind of collective energy then that, you know, focuses.
It seemed like it almost looked like, since we did all the healings in the living room, it seemed like once we got started, because they let me assist, and I, you know, just assisted with my energy.
Wow.
And he was showing me a lot of the techniques and talking to me about training me. He said, can you travel? And I cracked up. Yeah, I can. So I got to see,
car door,
you know.
You're the first one in, huh?
I got
That's
to see
wonderful.
The whole process. And I just, it was just amazing. I've never seen work like that before. And I've seen a lot of healers, and I've been in the healing circle for, I don't know, 30 years now, 25. And it's amazing. It's amazing to empower these people to let go of these things that sort of attach to them. It's a lot about attachment energies. So I'm working continually on working with my angels to see if I can see as clearly as he does at the moment. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's an ongoing practice, I think, for myself. And we'll see what happens.
Interesting. You talk about attachments, and I know that it's very easy for people to get attached with higher energy, but also I think easier to lower. You know, you can get sucked down, and then the gloom and the doom start attaching to you. So what a wonderful experience.
You would be amazed at how much stuff just sticks to you as you move through your life. Mm-hmm. I was amazed at all the different kinds of things. I mean, I've done this kind of healing per se, but I've never identified them specifically like they have. I'll just feel unbalanced energy or negative energy and just move it out. Well, they really get down to defining it, and the moment it attached, a lot of times they can pick that up. So it was just really interesting. I loved having them here. And they actually worked on the twins, the cats I have, who are still pretty frightened. And of course, within an hour they were here, the cats were just rubbing all over. And I'm going, oh, my God, they don't ever come out with anybody when people were here.
No.
So they weren't here. When all the people were here and then I had the potluck, of course, they're all out in the patio. But when the house got quiet and it was late and it was just us three sitting up, they would come in and Peter sat on the floor and they just came right up to him. And the same thing with Anne. So, you know, cats can recognize good energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was amazing. And in fact, before they left, they said, can we have one of the cats? And I said, well, if you take them, you got to have them both. And they both laughed because they travel too much. But if they could calm down their traveling, they said they would build a catio, which they really thought was neat, and get a couple cats probably.
Oh, yeah, I think it's a wonderful idea, the catio.
So that was
just had a brisk week.
It was just it's just amazing. I'm still processing just even the whole experience. And I felt really good that they wanted me there. And all the people that came here, all of them, of course, I know, and asked me to stay, you know, and be part of it. And I took some notes, so I'm going to transfer them onto an email, type them out, and send them to them of what everything he was saying, because it's just so much in such a short amount of time that they do actually record it, so you could listen to it later. But I took some notes that I thought were important. That was the main theme, I think, of their healing. So, yeah, it was quite an experience. I just love it. They live in Sisters, Oregon, so all of us girls are talking about a road trip. And that's what we talked to him. I said, well, we're open to a road trip anytime. And they said we could stay at their house and stuff, or a hotel, whatever we preferred. But we were pretty excited about that. You know, yeah, we have to do a road trip. But I think they're coming back up here next month, too, anyway. There's so many people that can use this kind of work. So, I've never seen anything like it. Totally someone shift right in front of my eyes. It's just... It was awesome, and I think it's part of the awakening. And even they said everybody can do this, you know. I mean, you just have to connect to your angels and ask for help. And that's what we've talked about a lot, is that you have to ask. You have to ask the angels to help you, because it's a free will planet, and they can't do anything if you don't request their help. And and like I've told all of the people that I work with, they're around you all the time, and they're just like, okay, ask me, just ask me, I'll help you, just ask me, you know. So they're all ready, you know, to help you move in any direction that you so desire, but you have to have a communication with them. And I would recommend people start doing that. I think that's really part of the awakening, is really connecting strongly to your angels and having them help guide you, which we've talked about before with, you know, the answers are within. So you just go in and connect with your angels and ask them to guide you through your life, and things will change, that's for sure.
There's some absolutely wonderful oracle decks that are angel-based. And I think they're very intuitive. They're very, they pull out the highest and for the greatest good. And so I would encourage anyone who is thinking about cardomancy, the working with cards of any kind, to explore that, because it's very powerful. I know you have an angel deck by Doreen Virtue, But
no, I have about
it's
five.
It's an oracle, I think. Oh, do you?
Yes,
yeah.
I have several. Oh, yeah.
Doreen Virtue is just, I mean, she's one of my favorites. She was one of the mm-hmm. first oracle decks I'd ever gotten because I mainly had tarot. But I love her energy. I love what she puts into the cards. And a lot of her meanings and the symbolism translate into tarot, so they're very, very easy. It's kind of like when you don't have a lot of time to get deep into a Celtic cross reading. I think very highly of her oracle cards. They're just wonderful. So that's my plug.
Yeah, I love them. And they're a good guide, like you said.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're excellent energy. One thing I wanted to talk about, because this is Linda's and my last show, correct, Miss Linda?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
for now. We'll see.
For now. I think that that's very important because I think both Linda and I have had some revelations in that we always do everything in tandem. So when one of us has a revelation, usually within a couple of days, the next person does. And
that's right.
I was at the beach, and I haven't even had a chance to talk to Linda about this process, but my husband took me to the beach, and I felt this pulling from the water, and it's like you have some exploring to do. And it came to me that I have this path that I'm going to be walking, and also Linda and I generally walk the same path. We don't know that we're going to, but it's like we both go, we diverge in a wood and then around the bed, well, hi, it's me and you here. So it was revealed to me on the beach that Linda had some traveling to do. And so that's why I was listening with rapt attention to everything you were telling me today about the healings and everything, thinking this is what I think has been coming. That we both have some exploring to do, and as usual, we're probably going to be doing a lot of it together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty excited about it.
I am too. There's different phases of our life, and this one seems to be fading out because something new is coming in. And
that's
I'm
right.
always
that's
excited
right.
with the newness. And yes, all both of our plates are very full at this time, and this is what's happening. We're deciding, okay, what do we want to take off? So
mm-hmm.
the show's one of them for now. Whether I connect back once a month, I just don't know. I see my life going very quickly, and there's so many things to do that I don't know. We'll see. I would just advise
and
people to go to my website and to your blog, I guess. Are you completing
mm-hmm.
your blog, too?
Well, actually, I have not touched my blog, and I've got to apologize to people. I've not touched my blog for a month because I gave myself, you know, I am taking February off. I'm seeing what this regenesis is, you know, what the
mm-hmm.
shift that I'm going through is doing. The one thing that came through was, and this was finish your book. You've got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a few years ago, Linda is great for all. She hosts the most phenomenal healers. And a lady came up, and when I was in session with her, she said, you know, you make this mistake about yourself all the time. You have all these plots and stories and people that you build, and you seem to think that everybody in the world does that. Well, they don't. And I was like, excuse me? But it was kind of a wake-up call. It was kind of a slap across the face, and I went, oh, okay, well, then I guess I've been given this gift, and I want to use it. And I know I'm happier when I am creating. So, you know, that's kind of where I'm at right now. And
you're getting ready to launch a book, right?
Yeah. The woman in question is up on yet another site, and I've got to get it back onto one of the Canadian sites. So I'm working on that kind of. And plus, I've been asked to do some stringing, as we say in the newspaper business. You know, you find feature articles or what some people call the fluff pieces, the fun stuff that doesn't have any crime or drama or, you know, fear or pain in it necessarily. But it's a good,
uh-huh.
fun story that, with a positive outcome. So I've been asked to do a couple of those. And so that's kind of,
awesome.
You know. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. And next time that your healers are out, I'd really like to do an interview with them, I think.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, I think so.
It'd be open
to
that.
Good.
Good. We're going to talk to you about a session when you're here next time, too.
Okay.
That sounds like that would be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So here we are in a world of catios, and I know you're planning your garden.
Yes.
You're going to do a goddess garden. Are you
yes,
still
I am. That? Yes, and I'm even thinking okay. about what's been coming through as a labyrinth. I think that's
oh,
what
a walking
called,
labyrinth? Oh.
Yes, labyrinth, yes. And so maybe that's mm-hmm. because I have the garden plot sort of picked out because I really want to do the aquaponics, which takes a greenhouse, but I don't really have the money for that now. So after these healers have left, I call them my friends now, Peter and Ann, that I just mm-hmm. have surrendered. It's like all of these things are possibilities and that the angels will guide me towards, you know, the necessary path. So I've sort of just like let it all go and not, you know, because I'm goal-oriented. So I'm like that double bull. She's running towards a goal. And now, I mean, after this last session, it's like, you know, give peace a chance, you know. It's just like allow the
exactly.
angels to guide you. So that's what we're doing,
so
you know,
funny.
All of us together.
Mm-hmm. For the past couple of years, I've been crazed to see a labyrinth in the Yankton area because this is the area Linda lives in. It's fairly rural out there, and I have several friends out there, and every time I would suggest, well, why don't you put a labyrinth in? Why don't you put a labyrinth in? And, you know, they go, oh, yeah, that'd be cool, but that's all I ever hear, so I'm so excited to hear that. And of course, you would do this. you would find that energy and you would connect with it. But I did have one of my tarot clients last year has put one in, and it was amazing to watch that thing take shape. It's just
wow.
And it's an incredible space. Yeah. So let me know when you want to go on a particular stone hunt for that, because that's another road trip.
Oh, yes, of course, and that's what I see a lot. It's funny that you said about me traveling, because I really see what the thing that I'm really focused on is what's the most important thing in my life is relationships. So I see
mm-hmm.
me
yeah.
traveling to friends and making them connections really strong, because like we talked about last week, the Warrior of Light's moving through. Well, these connections that we're making is to strengthen the connections with all of the people that are in my life, and that takes time, you know, to be with them and talk about where they are on their path, because this is a joint effort. It's going to take all of us to move
yeah.
forward and shift the planet. So that's sort of been what I've been guided to do, that to just don't focus on anything else. Let's just strengthen our relationships. And I said, I could do that. I love it. So I will be traveling a lot because not all of my friends live around here, but I also will be spending time with all of my friends, including you. No,
yay!
We're not doing this. It's like, okay, we're going to cut out 3 or 4 hours in the day and we're going to spend it together, because we grow so well when we work together. And so it's just time.
We do. It is.
And
we've got
to not let
solid.
Things distract us. And, of
yeah.
course, we always do. But this is really important from what I'm being guided by, is that you just start strengthening these relationships, because it's important. We're going to need to rally together.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And, you know, when you commit to working in the light, everything starts to fall into place. And that's, you know, years ago when I started working with Linda, I came back from the session and I said, so what do I want to do? And the answer came very clear. I want to hold up a light by the path so that other people can see it. It doesn't have to be my path, my light, that anybody else follows or anything like that. Again, something that I learned working with Linda. But to show that there is a path there for you, to hold that up, that is a very high calling. And so I think that's what Linda and I have both committed our lives to doing, is showing that path to other people and going, walk your walk. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're here for a reason.
Easier to talk it, harder to walk it.
That's right. And you're here for a reason. And go inside yourself. Figure out why you're here. We got 20 seconds. And so, Linda, let's say goodbye to these people. What would you like to say?
Well, I hope everybody has a lovely spring and summer, and I think it's your job as well as our jobs to go out and create the most beautiful life and world we can.
Wonderful.
And however that is.
Well, thank you. thank you for being a great audience, and we will probably see you on a special in the fall sometime. That's what I'm thinking.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
All right. Well, with you guys, take care, and remember that we love you, and stand in the light. Bye-bye, everybody.
Okay. Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.